Hi, good afternoon. This is Rodney from Homie Purse.
Hi, Romy, this is Star Alpha, and I'm returning your call. You was trying to get a hold of my mom, Catherine Brand.
Oh, Sir Alicia?
Yeah, you could call me Star. No one calls me Star usually.
No problem. It was just
But
to.
no, it's
Okay.
fine. I'm just saying.
Okay, so I was about to ask you because I was assigned as a care coordinator for Miss Catherine, and I was just
Right.
checking in. I don't know. First, I must ask, like, is the patient like unable to communicate? Have a word or like, there are patients with conditions and stuff, but we're not informed about that.
I didn't understand your question. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and this is Miss Catherine like, unable to speak in her condition? I know that people get home care
No,
because of.
no. So my mom has schizophrenia. So she can speak, but sometimes she'll start speaking either in a way you're like, where are we talking about, right?
Okay.
But then she doesn't have any teeth in her mouth. So sometimes you just don't understand her because she don't have any teeth. And then sometimes she'll be talking and just she'll start talking about the cops are coming, get the cops and so you're like, oh, you can try it on your own. She does have a care coordinator with UPMC that meets with her twice a year in person and calls her once a month. And that's been successful. So you
But
can call her if you want to try and call her.
no, it's okay. First, I wanted like to confirm some things. But at the moment of doing like with her service coordinator at UPMC, do they arrange everything with her, or does she have someone else to represent her, like a power of attorney? I don't know, like.
No, they arrange everything with her. She doesn't have a power of attorney.
Okay. I got you. I also wanted to confirm, Mr. I have a, I mean, the phone number that I have in file for Miss Catherine, I had it like, I only have this one, the 306-1111. And do
Okay.
you have a direct line for me to try to reach her in any
Yes,
case? I mean, you
yes,
can say
yes,
my
yes.
number as well, just in case you need
All right,
anything
hold
regarding your
on.
payroll and stuff.
I do need you. I do need to talk to you, so give me one second. Is
I
Romy,
got
how do
you.
you spell that? How do you spell your name?
It's R as in Robert, O as in Owen, D as in David, M as in Michael, Y as in yellow.
Rodmy.
That's correct.
Okay. So it's Romy. Okay.
Yeah,
All
Rodney,
right.
that's right.
It's Rodney. It's Rodney. I'm sorry. I don't want to pronounce your name wrong. My
No, it's
voice is
okay.
half gone. I don't normally sound like this, but I lost my voice. All right. So hold on. Let me get you my mom's number real fast. And then we can see, create. That's all right.
Mention first.
Is this your cell phone number here, or is this a landline that I'm? That you're calling me on. I'm
This is
calling you
a.
on.
I mean, it works as both. You can also text me on this line you have.
Okay. All right. That's all I was looking for. Just try to see if I can text you on the phone. All right. Hold on. All right. Now, let me get you my mom's number. All right. It is 835. 244-0978.
Okay.
Now, if you like, I can try to get her on the phone and do like a three-way call, or you can
Yeah,
try on
we
your own.
absolutely. I will help. I'll help a lot. But first, before trying to connect,
Okay.
you said that you had an inquiry to ask me some details.
Yeah, hold on. I'm new to this company, so I'm having a little bit of issues, but nothing major. Give me one second so I can get this for you. Let me just copy this and then I'll send it. I wonder, can I do that? One second. All right, I just sent a text to this phone number that we're talking on to let you know exactly what I'm doing. I don't know if you can see that while we're on the phone, but I'm dealing with Valeria. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her.
Yeah, just for the missions. That's right. You're gonna change the schedule.
Okay.
Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays.
Yeah, you saw it.
Yeah,
So
I
I just
see it.
wanted to change my standard schedule. I forgot you guys do Monday to Sunday. So I guess this would be next week.
Okay, you wanna apply it since next week?
Yeah, because
Okay.
I'll be done this week today.
Okay, absolutely. I'm
So
updating the
starting,
schedule since the 23rd.
yeah, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe, no, just leave it the way it is, really, just leave it the way it is. So, yeah, next week, if we could start those hours, that would be great. The other question that I needed, Romy, is I don't know if you got an email. I just got off the phone with Monica, and she said she was going to forward you an email for a plan of care for my mom.
Okay.
Have you seen that email? If not, I can forward it to you right now.
Sure. Let me text you my email so you can copy
Thank
and
you.
text.
I'll just copy and paste it. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh wait, Monica just forwarded something. One sec.
Yeah. I sent it to her and she said, you get everything.
Checking here. Okay, you're sending a couple of pictures with some boxes checked up for her plan of care, right?
I'm also sending you the plan of care that came from UPMC. That should also be included.
Okay.
Do you see that?
I mean, on the one that submitted Monica, I have just a couple of pictures, basic details, like screenshots on
Hold
the
on,
app.
hold on. Let me just see. Give me a second. Let me a
But
second. Let me just see what we
wait.
got.
Wait, let me first send you my email so you can forward everything directly to
Okay.
me, okay?
Yeah, because what I'm
Monica
looking at is just
Rescue
UPMC.
HHC.com.
Forward.
Okay. Okay, I just sent it.
All right. Okay. There we go. So this email, I do paste. All right, I just sent it to you, so give it a second. But the one I just sent to you is only UPMC's plan of care. That's most recent and most updated.
Okay, same.
I don't know. Did that just come to me? Me see forward. Oh, yeah, I think it's just me. I don't need it with you. Here we go. All right, try it. It should come now.
Okay, I'm reloading the email. Let's see what comes up. Okay, it's here. Can you create a plan of care test for Heather and Brown? Oh, Sarah. Okay. Okay, it's similar to the one that she forwarded me. But I mean, you want everything that was checked mark on the pictures that you sent me. Those are the ones that you want. I mean, that need to be included in the panel,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yes, okay. That's it.
What
I basically wanted to add, what I'm trying to say is, this is what UPMC has as her plan of care. So you can either keep this in your file for record or whatever the case. But then the ones that are the check mark is the ones that I would check off for what I'm doing for her. If you can put them in the plan of care, then when I go to sign out, then they're already there and I just have to check them. What happens now is I have to, like, read through everything every single time.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to have this modified, okay? Eventually throughout the day, we'll have it updated, okay?
I'm just wanting to,
Okay. So the schedule, the plan of care, and any other inquiry by now?
No, the only other question I wanted to ask you is, so yesterday was President's Day, and I didn't work, and I could have signed in earlier because I wasn't working that day, but I was still trying to get a hold of Valeria, and now I realize it's you. Would you, like, how would you want me to handle that?
And specifically handle what? Can you please repeat again?
So yesterday my hours were from 4 to 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was President's Day, so I could have signed in and out earlier for my mom. And I would have reached out to Valeria, but she wasn't responding. Because I guess you were my coordinator, but she didn't respond back to say, I'm not doing that. I'm not the right person. So now that I have the right person, what I'm saying is, in the instances where I have a set schedule, and for some reason I need to change it, or I can work a different time that day, just text you?
Yeah, text me.
Okay.
I'll have it modified.
All right, that's all I was asking. That's it. And I don't have anything else. You have anything for me?
No, I mean, that will be everything. Now that I'm aware of how it is to handle, and, like, yeah, I guess that we can call it a wrap. I mean, if you are able to connect Ms. Catherine, I appreciate it a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to call right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me try to call her. I don't know why that's not. I don't understand what's going on here. Hold on a second. Oh, that's why. Mommy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, okay. Mom?
Yes.
Okay. Mom, this is Romy from Family First. He's your care coordinator, like Alyssa. He's kind of like Alyssa, but he's that for the home health care agency. So he may call you from time to time, make sure you're okay and that kind of thing. But I just wanted to introduce you. He might have some questions. You have some questions for him, Romy?
Yeah, only three. That's good. All right, Ms. Catherine, thank you so much for taking our call. My name is Rodney. I'm going to be your new coordinator here in Family First. First, I'm going to be checking with you. Yeah, my name is Rodney.
What is?
Yeah, Rodney.
What's your name again?
Yeah,
what's
Family
name
First.
Again? Family First, yes. But, I mean, what's your name?
Mom, you gotta be quiet so you can answer you. Don't say nothing. Go ahead, Rodney.
Yeah, my name is Rodney.
I can't pronounce that.
It's Rodney.
Rodney?
Yeah.
It's like Rodney, but it's Rodney. You can
say Rodney. Rodney.
Yeah, similar to that, but it's okay. Miss Catherine, I will call you once a month to check on the services. Right now, Star is taking good care of you.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes, we both had the flu. We've had the flu.
I see.
The flu.
Miss Catherine, other question that I want to ask you: have you been in the hospital admitted?
No, I've been in the hospital.
I got you. And the 1514 West Marshall Street, apartment 245, that's still your address, right?
Yes.
All right, Miss Catherine. So I'll be checking in with you once a month on the services, and if any inquiries, this is my number. Star has my number, and we'll be in touch, okay?
Okay.
What I mean is, for whatever reason, you call my mom and she's not picking up the phone because sometimes she doesn't answer calls she don't know, call me and I can get her on the phone for you.
Wonderful. I highly appreciate it, okay? So we'll be in touch, okay?
Yeah.
I'm modifying the schedule since Monday, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Will have a great day. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye-bye.